If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
This morning I was up early. I was up at like 1:30. I had something to type out. Had like documents to sign, all those things. And I saw 3 tweets from Kanye West. Now, the first thing is, you know, tweets from Kanye West, it's not unusual to wake up to some crazy, outlandish things that he said or tweeted. But this is by far the most egregious that I've ever read, right? So the tweet reads, "Wait, has anyone ever seen Jay-Z and Beyonce's younger kids? They are..." Then he uses the R word, which kind of refers to, mental disability. Yeah, mental disability. Then he's like, "No, like really." And this is why artificial insemination is such a blessing. Having a mentally disabled child is a choice. Wow. Yeah.
Yay.
He goes on. There's another one that he said, "Well, I need everybody to know that I took the post about Jay-Z and Beyonce's family down and Jay Lorenzo's family down because there was a possibility of my Twitter being cancelled, not because I'm a good person. I took it down like Down syndrome." Get it? Wow. Am I right?
Man, Kanye, come on.
Now, there's a couple of things here to unpack. And you may think this is just an insane story. It actually isn't. The first thing is, parents... well, responsible parents, anyway, will do anything in their power to protect their children. Mm-hmm. Because we know that the world can be a harsh place and you just don't want any undue harm to fall on your kids, right? I think Jay-Z and Beyonce are exactly the same. However, you've got to consider that Kanye is not well. I don't know this to be a scientific fact. I've never tested him. I've never diagnosed him. But these are not the actions of a sane person, right? And so I'll give him that. Maybe at the very least, he's bipolar. He's got like a bipolar disorder. Mm. And, you know, it shows in his actions because sometimes he'll be cool. And then he'll snap every episode. Then he'll be cool. Now, when you consider that, you got to look at it differently and go, okay, well, umuntu ogulayo. Just like if somebody who's from a mental asylum, for example, came to you and they did things to you or slapped you or tried to harm you, you'd obviously defend yourself and run away, but you'd also understand, Uti, this is somebody who's sick, right? But having said that, the fact that he did this on a public platform, this thing will be discussed for at least the next week. It'll never go away. The kids will inevitably be harmed, if not now, in the future. So as a parent, what do you do about something like this? I remember speaking to a friend of mine. And it's because somebody that we knew had mental bipolar disorder. And they said, well, apparently, if you don't take your medication, the only thing that will let you or make you come to your senses when you've got bipolar disorder is if you hit rock bottom. Mm-hmm. And I knew a person who was super rich, super wealthy, and then had bipolar disorder. It ruined all of his work relationships, ended up losing everything, cars, houses. And only then, when he hit rock bottom, he came to his senses and realized that he needed to seek help. Right?
Wow.
Now, with Kanye being a billionaire, this is another problem because generally an ordinary person would have been institutionalized a long time ago. But Kanye obviously wields a lot of power and influence. And it takes that much longer for somebody in his position to then seek the
and
help.
And he's married to a sheep.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Well.
Yeah.
She's never in wool, though. She's never covered in anything.
So you got to think about all of those things. Now, somebody then asked me, if this was your family, what would you do?
Okay, here's the thing. Say we're sleeping at night and somebody with a mental illness breaks in and harms my family. Now, it's obvious what I do. I defend my family because, firstly, he knows, Kanye West knows and has shared with us that he does have a mental illness. So he knows the kind of harm that he can inflict on other people, if not himself, when he didn't take the medication. So the human, Kanye, has decided now not to take the medication. And for me, that... I can put some accountability on him as the person. So I'm going to defend my family the best way I know how. If it means taking legal action, I will. First instinct as a man, defend your kids.
Fundo, here's what's interesting about this, right? Is that Kanye himself, as somebody who suffers from mental illness, is further stigmatizing mental illnesses.
Yep.
Well, allegedly, right? Because we don't know if Jay-Z's kids actually have this mental disability.
Syndrome.
We don't know.
It honestly is distasteful what he's done. And I think, honestly, he needs to be held accountable this time. If the Carters can sue him, they should. Because I think, we've all been watching Kanye West almost unravel or disintegrate in real time. We've all been part of this movie and nobody seems to help him. His fans say nothing about it. Nobody calls him out, and I don't understand why. I mean, this man has traumatized his ex-wife, calls her a white woman after so many years together when they have four children, and nobody has called him out. And maybe these are the consequences of everybody around him being quiet, even when it was being done to Kim. I hope Kanye would reach out to him and say something.
Paul, there's something called a Streisand effect. And it actually started because Barbara Streisand had a house in Malibu. And of a private residence. And somebody took an aerial photo of that house in Malibu. And they posted it on a website. A very obscure website. I think it had only been seen by like 26 people at the time. Barbara Streisand then decided to go file a lawsuit to have that picture taken down. When she did that, it became public knowledge. Then people went to go see the picture, and I think it's like 22 million people or something now that have seen it. If Jay-Z and Beyonce sue Kanye for this, they are further victimizing their own children. This thing will be in courts. This thing will be discussed for months, if not years. So how do you handle that?
But at the same time, I'm sort of with Umfundo and Saul in the sense that someone at some point needs to call Kanye to order. And if it means you losing money for you to actually get that your actions have repercussions, then maybe this is what it takes. But it's such a pity because just recently we actually saw Rumi. The only child we have not seen as yet is Sir. Right?
Yes, I
think he's probably picking up on people saying, why is it that we keep seeing Rumi and Blue, but we never see Sir? Is he okay? And da, da, da. Perhaps the child does not want to be in this whole public circus, and the parents understand that. But at the same time, coming back to Kanye, maybe this is the lesson that he needs.
Yes, and but are anyone, you willing to teach him that lesson at the expense of your kids?
Yes, because now you're not only protecting your kids, you're also protecting everyone else who is going to come into effect with this man who is mentally unstable. You are already publicly abusing your wife on a monthly, if not daily basis in public, right?
Let me come out and just say, I don't care about anybody else if I'm a parent. It's my kids first.
Yes, but you sitting back as well, you are not saying to your kids, I protect you. Because years down the line, when your kids say, when this man went on a global platform and said this about us, you never uttered a word. I would want my kids to say, yes, you protected us.
And look, if the kids are indeed sick, or if there's one who's sick, then I feel like Jay-Z and Beyonce should take action to send out a message to the rest of the world that you don't mess with the Carters. And also, that's what their PR has always been. It's like, yo, man, you don't touch Jay-Z, you know? So even if the story becomes big, now they send out a message and make an example. And if the kid is fine, they can keep quiet and one day come out with the kid to a basketball game.
And rightfully, as you say, you are further stigmatizing something that everyone is trying to bring a light to. Mental health and wellness is not a joke.
And I mean, honestly, I think if they came out and it so happened that Sir does have a problem, I think many would commend the family. It is unfortunate that they'd be forced by Kanye now to come out, but nevertheless, I mean, we're an evolving society.
Exactly.
We really are warm towards parents with autistic children. Mm-hmm. As parents, we all understand their struggles.
Yeah.
So I think the reception would be quite warm. I mean, it's no fault of theirs if a child is born in that way.
Let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-00-959. Kanye has said some very, very, very awful things about Jay-Z and Beyonce's kids.
You
what
sounded
say
like
you?
Trump there for a second.
Hey, very, very, very bad things. Very, very bad things.
Billions and billions of bad things.
I never thought of it that way with the Barbara Streisand syndrome and stuff. But all I can say, I would go Cesar Romo on Kanye. Remember what he did to AKA? I'll do that. I think that's the best way to resolve.
Well, that's different. I mean, first of all, Kanye, or rather, AKA was of sound mind, and I had a relationship with him. So that was very easy to resolve. Yeah, you've got to understand, when somebody's unwell, they are not necessarily in control of their actions. And you've got to give them that leeway.
Guys, Marot, Kanye West, how do you sue a billionaire? Because that even won't even pinch him or anything. I'll see you, Lord. Maybe I'm valeting you for 3 months in a psychiatric ward.
That's another thing. You sue him, he'll just pay you out. Then carry on with his life. Then what?
I personally think people should just ignore him. Because if you fight with a crazy person, Nyega's morning who's crazy between the two of you.
That's a lela, Kanye West. But I think they can just sit with their kids and tell them there are mad people out there. Don't make a big issue out of it because yahlanya Kanye. But talk to your kids and make them understand that kunemahlanya in the world.
Yeah, and Nambandla, I also wouldn't. I don't think handling it publicly is the best way to go. Right now, anyway.
I have so much to say about this because it's also happening in the industry, like Mzansi, whereby we've got celebrities that are without people calling them out because of the power they hold. You know, you're scared that you'd actually lose deals. They'll actually lose deals, I mean, if they call these people out. So I feel like, oh, they must hit Kanye where it hurts the most, in his pocket. He must be so down and out that he must be begging Kim not even take him to the maintenance court for Abantwana, because that's how it is. Like, I think now that he's got money and power, we are dealing.
So this is what you do, right? You approach this in a strategic manner, but also procedurally. Generally, if somebody is shown to be incapacitated or not of sound mind, that person, let's say, this is a very frivolous example. If you owned a firearm, for example, right? Then you should not have access to your firearm because you're unstable mentally. True. And you could harm yourself and others.
True.
Now, an argument can be made that a platform this huge in the hands of somebody who's unstable, such as Kanye, is not the right thing to have, right? So let's restrict his access to maybe his social media accounts.
Great.
Another thing, though, is there's custody of children here involved, his own kids from his divorce, etc. and so on. And that is something that you can look at now, because you are not only endangering yourself with these actions, but if ever you're in the presence of your kids, you're endangering them as well. Did you see what I'm saying? These are sort of things you can look at together, other than just suing a person. Because you sue them, and what are you going to get, really?
I'm with Mfundo on this. Kanye has gone too far. He has gone too far. And the world is not doing anything to help Kanye, because Kanye doesn't want to help himself. Kanye should have been far. And I'm not saying his career did not take off well, but actually, I've even stopped listening to Kanye. What happened to our Kanye where Jesus walks? You know, but the long and short of it is Kanye needs help, and nobody can help him if Kanye does not want to help himself.
That I can tell you right now. I don't listen to anything that guy puts out.
Kanye is probably about to drop a track. This is definitely clickbait and a marketing strategy. We're talking about him right now in Africa because you've touched a global icon. Actually, two global icons. So, yeah, man, we must just look out for that. I mean, and I hate the fact that there's no mental illness when he's doing these marketing stunts. So, yeah, the cutters will probably stand up or not, just for the sake of not giving this fuel.
Yasmina, I really feel that Kanye needs to be called to order, because Inka is that people with mental illness, people who are aware of their mental condition, can go about doing wrong things and then blame it on them being sick, you know, so that there's no accountability. So I really think he knew what he was doing. So he needs to be called to order. I so wish that Jay-Z and Beyonce can take this further and just sue him for all his billions.
Well, you can't do that. You can't just sue somebody for all the billions, because you got to quantify the damage. And I can tell you right now, the damage that this tweet has caused will not amount to, what is it, 6 billion that Kanye is worth? No.
It's just me that notices, Uti. Kanye was never the same after he lost his mom. But when it comes to kids, when we do what we do, why do we need to include the kids in our beef or in our whatever it is that we are doing? Abantwana, they are innocent. They haven't done anything. If they want to disclose, let them do at their own time. But for now, can we just allow the kids to be kids? If they don't feel like exposing them to the public, that's okay. They owe nobody an explanation. As for Kanye, guys, somebody needs to get that man help. Pronto.
Yeah, that's the part that hurts the most, the kids. I mean, if he was insulting Jay-Z and Beyonce themselves, fine, they chose to be stars. The kids didn't choose his life. That's very unfair.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.